In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
Three jobs is too many.
Technically, it's angina.
Not vagina.
No, I heard mangina. So I diagnosed you with that years ago. So I'm...
Hey, guys. Welcome to Three Stars Podcast. Thanks very much for tuning in. We do appreciate you. I'm Samantha, one of your hosts. I'm here with my paddle faster, I hear banjo broasts. Bill and Brad, say hi, gents.
Hi, gents.
Hi there.
Hi, Jinx.
That
I know
was
I
was, good. That
I was
like
reading a magnet off of.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, Kaiser Sose, that's what he does the entire time he's in the interrogation.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there reading shit and
reading
making up a story.
Around. Yep. That's I thought you wrote that in.
I was like,
oh, that's amazing.
I just realized that I didn't update our topic, so I'm going to have to do it on the fly
gonna
right
have
now.
To riff.
I know. What are we talking about today?
Jazz hands.
Today, we're going to be talking about something extremely, extremely, I cannot stress it enough. Bill has stressed it time and time again to us, even said it on many episodes, mental health.
We still don't listen.
I know. Well, I'm listening
now. It's a curse.
Now. I'm listening now. Mental health and all of us having that work quality life balance or not having it. It is extremely important to have it, and it's becoming extremely difficult to find in our industry. I really do feel kind of like a doctor now. You know, you're there what feels like for 48 hours, even though we're not really there for 48 hours. A restaurant does shut down at some point in time. But I mean, just the fact that there is no time to even try and get laundry done sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a constant merry-go-round of work, sleep, eat, clean, work, sleep, eat, clean.
And blackout.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to mow our lawn this month.
You mean our weeds? Mow our weeds? So, yeah, we're going to be talking about work-life balance and how to figure out how to make things easier for us, because we really do need it. There are so many things that are broken in the service industry, the hospitality industry, that need to be fixed, and this is a huge one. Go ahead. What?
Sorry, I don't even know that like we're talking about it in terms of like we're going to come up with any solutions.
Oh, no.
There are some solutions, but are we actually going to do them? More than likely not.
Yeah.
You know, Bill's actually doing one of them already, and we'll discuss that here in a few minutes, but one of the things...
Grow my beard out.
Yep. It's this. Dang it. No. No. Because now I can't say that to Brad. He's already got a beard.
Oh, it's too hot.
It's something that I've been telling you, Brad, especially since your heart episode, that you need to do.
Go back and listen to the heart episode.
So are you bionic now?
Oh, wait.
Or what?
No, we don't have a heart episode.
He does have a stint in his heart.
I'll fill everyone in. Go ahead and finish introing and I'll fill everyone
you got
in
it.
As to what
Please
we're
make sure
about.
To follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and we are on TikTok. I've gotten us on TikTok.
Oh, shit.
You doing some videos?
I got some stuff going on. I'm not good at it, but I have started doing TikTok. We are on TikTok, guys. Come find us on TikTok. Please make sure to leave us a review. Go ahead and give us a thumbs up, a heart, a like. Hit that subscribe button on any podcast platform that you do listen to us on. And please share. Share, 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 share. Especially with the half shot we just recorded. You need to share that.
Even if it's word of mouth. Yo.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I listened to that shit and it sucked.
Yeah, I can't stand Three Stars Podcast. They're terrible. Thanks for sharing. We appreciate that.
They're talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I think one of the best ways to share is like I will almost always see someone say, hey, you know, on social media, like, hey, what podcast are you listening to right now? Like a friend of yours will ask that question. And even if you're not listening, just drop our fucking podcast.
Yeah,
actually, I only listen to one podcast. Oh, it's that good? That's not what I said, but...
We're going to listen to one podcast and one podcast only.
In the society that we live in, bad press is still good
press.
There's
no such thing as bad press.
Right. Mm-hmm. Our news anchors are all about entertainment.
Alec Baldwin just
news,
murdered
though.
A guy.
He did not
murder. I was going to say, no, don't.
Okay. Do we have any shout outs today, gentlemen?
Yeah. I'm going to shout out. I actually think I might have shouted him out not that long ago.
Probably.
But I'm doing it again anyway.
Just kiss him.
But in the whole discussion of the work life, quality life, all of this stuff, you know, make time for your friends and make time for those connections with people. So last night I got to hang out with my friend Tyler Sharp, and I haven't gotten to hang out with him but once in the last like 2 years because he had moved out of state. We're part of a group that does this bottle exchange every year. And last night, like he moved to Colorado Springs now. And after the event that I worked, like we went and we hung out. And it was going to be like a half an hour thing. We were both tired, but like we ended up just sitting there and like realizing that we really kind of like needed this time to hang out together. And he's like, "Hey, I'm all caught up on every episode." And I was like, "Really?"
He's
like,
"No shit."
He's like, the whole drive back from Kansas City, he just he got caught up on every episode, every half shot. He is full on up to date.
And most people can't stand the sound of our voices after a 4-hour shift.
He didn't listen to one single like radio station. No music at all. He listened to the episodes and half shots.
Thank you, Tyler. This is the second time somebody who has driven from Colorado or Kansas to Colorado, Colorado to Kansas or something has listened to our episodes the entire way. So guys, take a road trip and listen to us.
Yeah.
It's summer. Get out. Work-life balance. Tasha, when you and Amy go road tripping to the gorge, you make Amy suffer through us. Yeah. Love you,
go
Amy.
Go back and listen to all of them again.
You will listen.
Tyler.
Hey, you're not wrong.
I know. Bill.
Anyways, yesterday was Anthony Bourdain's birthday. I feel like he's a friend to all in the industry, and it's still, I don't know, I remember when he passed, it was just like, there was like a cloud around, like everybody in the industry knew. And nobody that was coming in understood why everybody was so sad. But I don't know. I've just been thinking about it. I thought it was appropriate. I know he can't hear me, or maybe he can.
Probably can. It's energy.
It's one with the force now.
I got to tell you, I had no idea that his birthday was yesterday. And it's funny that you're bringing it up because I kept thinking about Anthony Bourdain all day yesterday throughout my shift.
That's like I don't know. I like documentaries and shit, you know, like late night after work, and I need all the help I can get, even though you shouldn't have your TV on, but we'll get into that. But yeah, like Parts Unknown or No Reservations, I just throw that on and it's like, it's like whale sounds for me. I don't know. It's like, it's soothing. Come back. Like, this guy gets it.
Blue whale. What kind of whale?
Sperm whales, obviously.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
We're big fans of David Attenborough for that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
His voice just puts me right to sleep.
It's nice. I mean, I'm going to shout out Jacob Pike. Jacob Pike is the beverage consultant director of Troy Gard. It's restaurants.
Garden Grace.
Okay, okay.
We met Pike when we went to Austin, Texas.
Is that like
an Aussie? Aussie, Texas.
Aussie, Australian.
When we went to Austin, Texas for the Garrison Brothers tour and fun times that we had a couple summers ago. Pike, you're a fun guy. We adore you. We're going to get you a new hat someday. It'll probably be a Garrison Brothers hat. And thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for bumping into us, saying hi to us at the last outing that we were at. What was it, Speed Rail? Yeah, it was the Speed Rail. We ran into Pike.
Speed
he
rack.
Came over.
Speed rack.
The rail is what you put your liquor in. Sorry. Yes. He came over and said hi to us. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for listening whenever you can, whenever you do.
In and saw you at the airport too.
He did. I know. He's a great guy. We hope you're doing well, buddy. All right. Before we take a hike, we're going to go ahead and start with a drink. Brad, what are we drinking today?
We've talked about this so many times. We're doing espresso martinis.
Ah!
So many riffs on so many riffs.
Yeah. We were talking what work-life balance and
morning episodes.
Morning episodes and, you know, coffee keeping us going. Death Wish Coffee, I think, is one of Bill's favorites.
Yeah,
I didn't have that. We're not using that.
Sorry, it's expensive, but it's good stuff.
Yeah, but we're gonna do espresso martinis.
Awesome.
I'm gonna make those now.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into the appetizers. These reviews that I found, they actually came from Indeed. You, as an employee, can go on to Indeed and leave a review about the company that you are working for. And let me tell you, there's lots.
I went through these reviews and I'm pretty sure I know like every one of these places. I know where that is.
And a little background. It is extremely important for the hospitality industry employees to find that work, that happy work-life balance, and it's hardly ever done. Working in hotels, they will suck you dry. Working in some restaurants, they will do that. It's really hard to find a restaurant that says, you know, hey, it's okay to call out if you don't feel well. It's
They'll
okay.
say that.
Yeah.
They'll say it because they have to.
Well, they have to, but it's okay. And it's really okay. There are very few restaurants that are on board with, you know, backing up what they say. There are very few restaurants that buy your food for you and let you have a free meal. There are very few restaurants that, you know, out of all the restaurants out there have a 401k, have personal days, have health benefits. While it is becoming more popular, health benefits are extremely essential. And I honestly think we need to have health benefits outside the typical health benefit package. We need to have massages and shoe replacements and acupuncture. Because
Drain cleaning.
Dry cleaning. Sorry, I thought you said drain cleaning. I was like, yeah, sure. Why not? That's a benefit.
I'm thirsty. Where's that fucking martini? Serves in this place is god awful.
So we're going to be reading reviews that focus around what it's like to work in the service industry and how the work-life balance is not there.
I wanted to touch on that too. Like I am guilty of this. I had to figure this shit out. Don't expect your employer to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like submit your availability, stick to it, you know, like don't cave. I'd turn my phone off on my days off sometimes. I'm like, oh no, I'm not available. Like
not
period.
Here, sorry.
Yeah.
And I've had managers who do that. Yeah. I had a manager at the last place I worked at that I text him and
boundaries, dude.
And I didn't see him, you know, until 3 days later. And I was like, hey man, did you get my text? And he's like, yeah, I don't respond to texts on my day off. I'm like, well, you work Thursday. You could have fucking responded then.
No,
I understand that Wednesday's your day off, and I respect that. I get it, but
I straight up, I worked at my new gig. I worked a training shift, and I fucking was the fucking Nuggets won, and I had like a 2 day 48-hour celebration, and other things were happening. I went to a show and stuff, but like I didn't respond to any texts, and like by Friday they were kind of freaking out, and I'm like, dude, I was gone. Like,
I'm sorry.
I have my schedule. There's no reason to talk about it.
Right. You know, you respect and principle. If you don't want me hounding you on your day off, don't do it to me.
Right.
You know? Sorry.
Anyhow.
Okay, Bill, do you want to go ahead and hit this appetizer?
I can, yeah.
You guys haven't even read the appetizer yet?
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I've totally made the cocktails.
I know.
I know. They look beautiful, too. Look Cheers. At these bad boys. Wait for me.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We should photo this.
We should.
They actually do look really pretty.
May your blood boil.
That's Klingon, right?
Klingon, yeah. I was watching Star Trek last time. That's good. Ooh, that's very coffee forward. I like it.
Yeah, I did throw in a little extra coffee in these.
And tequila back end.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
it's a surprise.
Sorry, tequila surprise. That was the twist.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. This is, so Aramark has a 3.5 rating on, you said this is Indeed?
Yes, these are all from Indeed.
And these are former employees rating it.
Or current
employees.
You don't know.
Very labor intensive, extremely high expectations, and extremely low pay. Warehouse associate, current employee, Fort Myers, Florida, March 8th, 2023. So this is pretty recent. One rating, 0.1.
One star, whatever.
What is the best part of working at the company? Free employee meal if you can squeeze in a decent break. What is the most stressful part about working at the company? Physical lifting in the sun all day, no real breaks to speak of. What is the work environment and culture like at the company? Warehouse and outside in direct sunlight. What is a typical day like for you at the company? Start day off confused and unorganized setting. And that's in review.
Yeah. Pretty crazy, huh?
So Aramark, huh?
Aramark.
I mean, yeah, so.
I used to work for, I don't know if it was Aramark.
I worked for Aramark. Samantha really worked for Aramark.
Nope, I worked for Centerplate.
Oh.
I worked for Centerplate.
Argus was the one I worked for.
Argus. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my boyfriend's in that movie, guys. Yeah, we should watch it. Anyways.
Roadhouse?
So. For all of you who've never been in the service industry, this is exactly what it's like. Free employee meal if you can squeeze in a decent break.
Right.
Most of us.
Or if the kitchen acknowledges your ticket.
Right. Yeah, most of us get to stand eating over a trash can and it's cold.
I do that at home.
Yeah, I do too. It's terrible. That's bad. We tell Avi to go sit down and eat, and here I am standing in the kitchen eating.
Yeah.
Most stressful part of working for the company, physical lifting in the sun. No real breaks. This is in Fort Myers.
Yeah, that shit gets hot.
It's hot, humid. It's, not cool. And don't get me wrong. They'll put that in the job description. They'll tell you, physical, you need to bend, carry more than 50, be able to carry 50 pounds, stuff like that. But in the sun with no breaks,
it's always
cool.
85 degrees with 95% humidity and
right.
No rain.
So it's really 100 and something. Work environment, outside direct sunlight. So you're either getting no sun in the warehouse or you're getting direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And typical day, start off confused and unorganized.
I mean, that's how I start every day as well. But
it's really not for everybody. And it boggles my mind how people look down on us and treat us terribly to be in the service industry. Like, we put up with so much shit.
Well,
that they would never be able to do.
So that confused and unorganized settings. I worked for Aramark about almost, wait, how old am I?
48.
Yeah. So about 27 years ago, 27 years ago, I worked at Coors Field and I was selling like soda and shit on the stands. Like you didn't get to beer until like someone quit or didn't show up or something like that. So in like April, at the beginning of the season, I'm out there selling soda that nobody wanted, or I'm selling, Cracker Jacks or whatever that, it's like, it's whatever. But then they don't know what they're going to give you on any given day. And, and it was like 55 degrees outside and they handed me ice cream to sell. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
No one's going to want to buy ice cream.
Yeah. Like, it's 55 and windy. No one's buying ice cream today. Yeah. And sure enough.
This is at Coors Field?
This is at Coors Field.
Yeah.
Running up and
I
down
worked
the
at
stairs.
Invesco, and it was like the same, like fucking middle of December. And they're like, okay, we're going to put these cones up outside. I'm like,
here's the Otter Pops and Sundays. Go.
Yeah. And not only that, the physical demand of running up and down the stadium stairs.
And you got to get there and you got to leave in traffic.
Yep. And carrying,
like, stadium traffic.
Carrying all that shit. Yeah. Are we going to rate these?
No, I don't think that these are really rate worthy. I mean, this is really just like by the way, these are not our reviews that we wrote about
these
places.
Are other people.
Yeah, I've never gone on to Indeed to write one of these things.
Oh, it asks you if you're like, I'm thinking, hold on.
It'll ask you if you want to read more than two reviews.
Yeah.
Which I had to do.
Yeah.
I wrote a review about 5280 Flair.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
But these are not ones that we have written about
our
places
businesses.
Of work, but these are places that we have worked. And it's almost, I guess it's good because a lot of these are just confirming a lot of things that we tend to say.
Yeah. Free
meals.
It's
not just us. We're not just going around getting the worst jobs ever.
Yeah.
We're the only people.
The only people complaining about shit. Being able to take an actual break, that's really important. And
the law.
And it is.
I am the law.
It's such a bummer that a lot of restaurants will say it's mandatory for you to take a break. And they make you clock out as a server or bartender and you miss out on a half an hour's worth of sales.
Yeah. And it's mostly just them saving labor.
Well, and you miss out on more than that because you have, like, they want you to clock out, but you've still got tables.
Right.
So the hosts basically can't seat you. And you have to wait to close out your tables.
Right.
You then have to go take your break. So you're also not, no one's sitting in your section.
Yeah. Section.
The
and then when you come back on, you have to go through rotation to build your section back up.
Right.
So it's really over an hour's worth of time for your 30-minute break.
And so therefore, there's no such thing. We find ways to not take breaks.
Right.
We find ways to hide food and scarf it down quickly somewhere where a manager is not watching. And I would love to see any fucking DMV employee go through a whole day without a break.
Yeah.
I would love to see any car salesman go through a full day.
You always default
to
the car salesman.
I do.
Analogy.
I'm sorry. I'm
not trying to call you out. I just think it's funny.
Postal worker. You don't get your half hour break.
And it gets worse.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it really does screw with us. You know, when I don't get to eat, I become hangry. I forget things.
Yeah.
My brain shuts down. And I forget. I don't even have time to drink water sometimes. Yeah. And that is the easiest of easies.
That shit affects you too.
And it does. It really affects you. I get sleepy. What is the first thing that people tell you to do if you're feeling tired?
Drink water.
Drink water.
You have a headache? Oh, drink water.
Drink water. I don't have time to drink water.
You're sad? Drink water.
My boss told me yesterday, she came up on the floor. She was like, oh my gosh, you're busy. And I said, yeah. And she said, why didn't you text me? I don't have time to text you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time.
Yeah, I take that shit pretty seriously.
I do too. So, and that's not a fault on her at all. It's just like I did not have time to pull my phone out on the floor while I'm being quadruple sat and people are in a rush because they're catching airplanes.
I'll tell you what I have started doing more, like when I'm getting my ass kicked and I need to like call in backup, is I just tell Siri to do it, right? Like I voice text and I just like grab my phone and I'm like, text so and so. I'm like, need help, right?
911.
Something like that.
Where the fuck is my bar back?
That's a good one.
Because you're right. Like, you don't have time. And, like, suddenly, like, you take out your phone and you got to, like, do the whole, like, fucking texting thing. Da, da, da.
Find the contact, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And I just, like, you know.
Fucking AI, dude.
Text Special K. Need help.
That's last episode. I mean, these type of things, being out in the sun all day, heat stroke, these things do affect us. And it's not good for our work life whatsoever.
It's not good for business either if your employees are fucking dying.
Right.
What's this next one?
So this one.
I really like the title.
It's
story checks out.
It does. Who wants to read this one?
I'll read it. It comes from a place that Bill used to work.
I feel like half of Denver worked in this place and it all has the same reaction when you bring it up.
So this is a review of an employee review of View House that has 2.6 overall. Is that essentially what that means?
That's exactly what it means.
And the title is Most Toxic Work Culture Ever.
I agree.
Yeah.
This was a server bartender, former employee from the ballpark location on October 6th of 2022. And this is a 1.0 rating. Good luck taking a break or eating anything during a 16-hour shift. Management couldn't be any more toxic, and the owner could care less about you. There is one good thing if you work between June and August, you'll make money. Outside of that, money is inconsistent, and managers never cut servers when it's slow. Everything is broken and never clean.
It's a true story. Isn't it couldn't care less, though, not to split hairs here, dude, but
I mean, unless they could care less.
I mean, so they do care a little bit because they could care
and
less.
They care just
okay
enough.
I just want to your English background.
So again, not being able to take a break or eat anything, not even having the few seconds to scarf down French fries.
They would make me take breaks when I worked there, even if it was like a half hour into your shift.
Well,
they'd still
you
got to get your breaks in.
And you were just, you also had, so wait, this is 2022. Was Amy the GM there?
I think, I don't know.
At this time?
I don't know. I think so.
No, she was gone.
Because
she was gone.
She was gone.
Good for her. She was actually the best part of that.
She left not long after Andrea left.
Right. And that's what Samantha's sister had said was that the reason, so she enjoyed working there, made a crap load of money. She would go and she would work those doubles and she would power through them. She would do the things and make a crap load of money. But she also said that the big reason that she kept working there was because of Amy.
Yeah. Because Amy would, if you went to Amy directly, she listened at least. We should do an episode about this or two, but yeah, that was a whole thing. View House
about Amy.
Just View House in general, like, and what it was like working there and like how they think that their shit don't stink and everybody knows that they're like the worst.
Well, the owner is really the worst.
He's horrible.
I have heard from multiple female employees there that his family would come in, his like
Andrew
brothers or cousins or whatever, and would harass the staff, like sexually harass the staff. They would require that like the hottest girl be the one taking care of them.
Me and James Beard worked at downtown with me, and I would seriously get a fucking bottle of tequila and multiple party favors, and that's how we got through our shifts. Like, it was, and it just did not fucking stop. Like, it was rough.
everything being broken, that's a yeah. chore right there.
Mm-hmm. They have those five wells upstairs. Only two of them actually function. The taps are in the sun. The tap lines are in the sun, so all the upstairs taps just pouring foam all day, every
disgusting.
Day. It's poorly designed is all. Like,
ugh.
I could go on and on.
Can you imagine an officer's gun not working or his cop car not working?
I'd like to imagine it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice?
Okay.
Why do they even have...
Can you imagine a dispensary not being able to...
Okay. Now you're just being mean.
You go to a grow house and their lighting system doesn't work.
Right. Like, there you go. That is essential. You need, like, I understand that we're looked down upon, our industry is looked down upon, but we still need our things to be working.
Yeah, shit like that makes it, that's what makes us look like assholes.
Yeah, it makes us look like we're a joke to society. So, yeah, that's a... View House is horrible. Yeah.
I always tell people not to go work there.
Don't go there. Don't work there. Don't anything. Yeah. Don't support View
House. Yeah, don't send money there.
Yeah, like if someone's like super desperate, I'm like, you can go and make money at View House during baseball season. I was like, but you'd better really need it.
Yeah. You won't be the same afterwards.
Yeah. Okay, shall we go ahead and move into Behind Bars with Bill? Yeah.
I'm ready if you're ready.
Let's go.
I saw how extensive your notes were.
Let's do it. Do it.
Well, I just want to say, like, you know, we have a certain levity about things, and, like, this is not something that's a joke, you know, and we're not, like Brad said, we're not going to fucking solve America's mental health issues in one episode, but here we go. SAD is a thing. It's an acronym. It's not just...
A feeling.
It's a seasonal affective disorder and lack of sunlight due to weather.
Other Tyler.
Yeah.
Samantha.
It's a real thing. And I get this. Like, and I make jokes about it, but, like, I fucking hate Colorado for 4 months out of the year. I'm just like, everything hurts.
Can I say this? I'm sorry. It's not even just a lack of sunlight. It's too much sun. Tyler can't handle all the sun. I need to have sun.
Well, no, but there's a healthy in between. There's
right,
a middle ground.
Right.
Yeah. It's about balance.
It's not just a lack of sun that makes people sad.
No. I know. It's I'm warming up here. Our industry has the second highest depression rate in the workforce, which I'm not surprised. It has more smokers. Like, it's the top industry for nicotine use.
Jeez, what about alcohol?
It's up there.
It's probably number one.
Yeah,
it's gotta be
alcohol. Substance abuse in general is service industry is the number one, like, most affected. I'll just throw some numbers at you. 12% of industry workers admit to abusing alcohol, and 20% admit to relying on something stronger. This is based on a survey of, like, some of the top restaurants in the UK in 2002. So it's not just like dive bars and fucking, you know, your pontoon boat. Systemic is the word. Like, it's throughout. It's like a disease. It's widespread. 40% of industry workers suffer from sleep deprivation. Shocker. Your chronotype is your natural circadian rhythm. Like, some people are just more inclined to be active in the morning versus nighttime. And it's usually a genetic predisposition, but I feel like these things are exacerbated by the long hours and the stress. Like, your circadian rhythm can be interrupted by stress, by, you know, all these factors, like, that just kind of come with the territory. Like, even at the airport, you're going in and the sun's not up in the morning shift, and you're leaving and the sun might be up, but you're sitting in fucking traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
Baking.
Yeah.
So it's not the same. And this is something, like, I came across this little tidbit of information a while ago, and I've been making an effort to, you know, curb some of the habits that exacerbate insomnia. And screens are a big one. Like, I'm sure you've heard this, but, like, TV screens, computer screens, cell phone screens emit blue light, which tricks your brain into producing cortisol because it imitates, like, the blue sky. So your brain thinks it's fucking light out, and you have to be asleep in an hour to get 4 hours of sleep to fucking make your clue open. So these are just elements that I'm throwing out that I thought was, like, worth considering, you know?
Absolutely.
Those are all my stats, my numbers, but I threw some links in here, and there's some pretty interesting shit going on. Like, there's that one article about the UK, the fine dining restaurants. That's where I got it doesn't say, it says illicit drugs, 20% admit to using illicit drugs. And the rationale behind it, is fascinating. Like the reason each, like the back of house, like it talks about using cocaine to like keep focus during
right.
a shift.
Keep awake.
And like, whereas the front of the house, it's like, yeah, I get fucking hammered drunk every night because I made $400 and everybody's sitting around the bar. You know, it's like it sneaks up on you just like being in the industry. So like it attracts certain kind of people. I feel like some like people are predisposed to want to work in the industry. You know, your superhero mentality or your fucking wanting to help people or whatever, I think is part of it. But another part of it is for me, I'm going to be up this late anyways. I might as well be making money instead of just like forcing myself to fucking go to work at 9 a.m. to a job I fucking hate, even though I can't fall asleep till 2.
Right.
And like, I've always had problems sleeping. So this is kind of like struck a nerve with me. There's another article in here and it talks about Robert's friends or something, but it's like it's almost like an AA situation, but it's specifically for service industry people.
Ooh.
And so like, you know, the links will be available. So check it out. It's a lot of interesting stuff. I went down a rabbit hole a little bit. I had to like kind of like cut myself off and for the sake of time, but like first of all, showing, you know, it's a bibliography, right? Nobody can fact check me because I fact check myself, so fuck off. that's probably a conflict of interest. It sounds real Trumpish. Edit that out.
Take a shot.
It's fascinating, you know, and the whole time I was like reading these articles and stuff, I heard Karen in the back of my head, like, oh, why don't you try to get a different job? Why don't you get a different kind of job? Burger. It sounds like you're just complaining about it all the time. If you're so unhappy. And it's like, I don't want it to sound like, wah. I just wanted to throw these statistics out there and like get the information out. Like there are good jobs, but it's like, even like I said, working two late nights, I'm fucked. I slept till 6 o'clock in the evening last night. Like I couldn't fall asleep.
Well,
like I wasn't even doing anything. I was watching TV.
The reality of why don't you just get another job? I mean, I was actually even listening to there's a great podcast that Dana Carvey and David Spade do, and you know they interview you know other comedians and entertainers and whatnot, and even they were talking about like how long they've been doing what they're doing, and they're like, I couldn't do anything else
at
this point.
Pivot like, at 40. Like,
I mean, could you? Sure, and you immediately. You know, take that enormous pay cut to go down to start learning a new trade over again. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not that easy to just stop what you've been doing for 20 years and do something else.
Right.
And pay your bills. Right. I mean, if that were the case, I think that there's a good percentage, 90 to 95% of people who would immediately stop what they're doing.
Yeah.
And would love to do something to follow their dream.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I just wanted to mention, and we've mentioned them before, I think it was back in season one, but there's the organization CHOW, which is Culinary Hospitality Outreach and Wellness, and they are an organization that is dedicated to mental health and well-being. They are very focused on back-of-house employees, but anyone in the industry, and they are available. Like, you can make donations, you can call them if you need help. They will help guide you to something, you know, that is affordable for you to get mental health help if you need to talk to somebody, because it is prevalent. And back of house especially, like we talk all the time about, you know, how difficult it is, like going in and it's light out, coming out and it's dark, or vice versa, going in when it's dark and coming out and it's light, but you're sitting in your car, like you said, Bill. And you know, back of house, a lot of them, they don't have windows.
Yeah, right. I don't understand how they do that.
Yeah,
I really don't.
And they only have each other to kind of really talk to, and occasionally an expo or, you know, servers that are yelling at them about what food they need out the window fast that they forgot to ring in. And I mean, it's extraordinarily difficult to work that job.
Mm-hmm. I wanted one more thing before we wrap this up. It's something like 1 in 4, like 25% of people in the industry suffer from depression and anxiety, and 1 in 6 Americans in general. the top three, if I'm remembering correctly, most diagnosed mental health issues in America are like depression, like major depressive disorder is what it is, and then anxiety and depression, and then manic bipolar disorder was the third.
Wow.
Which was crazy, because you know, you hear about bipolar disorder, you don't think it's like the third most diagnosed fucking thing, but it's real. And it's not just like, I think it's America across the board, but our industry is like a
cesspool,
micro macroverse. It's like a macrocosm. It's a small sample that like you
That's
see.
That's a microcosm.
That's what I said.
Booty traps.
And but like if you look at this, like it's, you see things that are happening everywhere. It's just like more concentrated, you know, because it's real life. It's real life every day. You can't do this job from home. And, no. and people have only gotten worse, I feel like, over the last couple of years. And we still have to deal with them. We still do it with a smile. And, like, I still enjoy it. When it's awesome, it's awesome. Yep. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm not your fucking scapegoat. Like, nope. on both sides. Like, I'm like, man, I've had management work me to death, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm done. Yep. It's a whole different episode, but, like, I'm done being fucking told my business, like, yep. boundaries.
Yep. I have a life.
I have, yeah.
If anyone wants to see, what back of the house
work to live, not live to work, right?
Yes, life is really like, I'd highly recommend watching The Bear.
Oh my god, I just finished it.
Did you
the
I
other day?
Started yet,
oh, so I binged the second, I binged both seasons.
So and The Bear gives a very detailed, accurate description of what back of the house is like. I mean, it's really good. So you can. You can kind of see the shit that they have to deal with and put up with. And one of the things that they don't have to deal with are servers. And that's a whole other
That's the trade-off.
Side plate.
That's the trade-off. They don't have to deal with people directly. Like
right.
They...
But they deal with the servers. And let me tell you, some servers are not nice.
Oh, that's true.
They're not nice.
Oh, for sure.
And some of them are dumb.
Yes. Me included. So really quickly, what are some things that, you know, simple, easy things that we can try to do to make our life a bit more balanced? Bill, you're doing one of them right now. What are you doing now?
Drinking.
No. Drinking less, actually.
In the morning. No.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, because you guys are bad influences. I'm just making more time to, get by the lake, you know, like, and my hours have changed pretty significantly, so I have a lot more time in the day. So I've just been making an effort to take that time for myself, and it's, you know, it's not always easy, but it's worth it, you know? Like finding your inner wook, find your beach, you know? It helps to have a job that doesn't just eat you up.
Right.
You know? And also, I am pretty notorious for working fucking 2-3 jobs at once because I like money, and you can spread yourself too thin. And I'm making an effort to not do that.
I think that's huge. I really do.
I have my phone on like a timer too, so that like it changes the lighting from 10 to like 9 a.m., like 10 p.m. to 9 p.m. So it's black and white rather than blue. And I try not. I mean, I'm bad about falling asleep in front of the TV.
We are too.
When you get home at 3 a.m., like, what the fuck else are you gonna do? I mean, like, you can read, you know, that's an option.
Well, I obviously, like, diet and exercise are, like, your doctor will tell you that all the time, and every other ad on social media tells you you're supposed to do this diet or this exercise or something. But those are really extremely important. You know, get out for a walk, go play with your dogs, play with your cat, play with your kids, you know, do stuff that is physical. And then, of course, don't eat shit foods. Like
that's tough.
That's one of the most difficult things in our industry. So
I'll eat whatever I can find.
So I had said that I would, you know, briefly mention this, and it is my inability to keep my work-life balance healthy, right? So I had a cardiac event. I had a pre-heart attack, essentially. I ended up feeling like shit one day. I felt like I had a clenching in my chest. The next day, it was still there, so I took myself to the hospital, and I had two clogged arteries in my heart. They put a stent in one, and then they popped the other one open with a balloon. And, you know, look, basically, I have not treated my body like a temple. I am all of the bad things in the service industry, like all the unhealthy habits.
Except for Coke.
Right. Well, but like what I mean, I mean in terms of like leave out the drugs and alcohol part, right? Because I don't drink a ton, and I don't do drugs anymore. I mean, you know, it's been what, like probably 20 years since I would do drugs any sort of regular. And I do all of the other unhealthy things, right? I don't have a regular diet. I don't have regular exercise. I've been working 3 jobs, 6 to 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You eat on the go,
which, yeah,
right?
Has its own fucking negative effects. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You're just
jamming whatever food is fastest. And what is that? It's usually carbs or fat.
Yeah. Anything
right?
you can hold with your hand while you're driving.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Oh, like a fucking, I'm going to eat a package of beef jerky right now. And you know,
the
super
old
high in 7-Eleven
diet.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I had been doing all of those really horrible things and, you know, just thinking I was immortal still at 48 years old. And it's just not the case. And if you don't take care of yourself properly, those bad things are going to happen.
I think it's conditioned a little bit. Like, I know, like, you when did you start at Fridays? Like, time displacement is hard to follow. Like,
I started back in 2000. Six.
So, I mean, we've been in the industry. I think I've been in there a little longer than you, but like.
Well, I mean, I was working in the industry before that.
Okay.
But, well, I started in the industry January 1st of 2005.
Well, my point is like a lot of information has come to light recently. And it's like if you were bartending through the 80s, like it was a totally different thing.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And it's, and nowadays it's just, I don't know, like, I've been in that position, you know, like I will run myself fucking ragged and expecting like, oh, well, my managers, this is their job. They're going to make sure that I don't get worked too hard or that I fucking don't slide off the edge because I'm at 50 hours. They're going to make sure I get fucking breakfast or something, you know, like they don't care, dude. And like it's conditioned to like when you experience that for so long, you start treating yourself the same way, if that makes sense. Like
you don't give yourself
the fucking priority, you know?
And there are a lot of restaurants out there that are still like that. But I have to say that more and more there are restaurants out there that are not like that.
They're changing.
Yeah, they're out there. And some of them have been out there all along. You know, they're all like, yeah, this is, if you just treat people right, you'll have the right people working
for you.
Well, and I got to say, like, and my shout out, absolutely, I can't believe I didn't. My shout out should be to Williams and Graham.
Yeah, I was going
to
say Dr. Kenyon.
I have been working there only for like a couple of months, you know, doing prep and R&D. And when shit hit the fan a few weeks ago, they really took care of me. They offered me anything and everything I needed. Yeah.
Well, and that's how it should be. I mean, come the fuck on, man.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my direct manager there, Taylor, is like, hey, like, don't overdo it. Like, be here as much as you can be here, but take care of you first.
They're not texting you like, yo, you're still coming in today, right?
Yeah, no, we text each other, like, updates on things, but he's like, you know, if you can't be here, don't be here.
It's a way of life. It really is. And I think there's two sides of the street, and especially in our industry, you have the sustainable minded, and then you have motherfuckers out there just to make a profit, you know? And like Kenyon versus Francois, like, fight, let's go. Like,
Oh dude.
Like, let's show me the numbers.
Kenyon's a boxer.
I know.
Done deal.
Samantha, you've been holding your
tongue. Well, I was just gonna say, so some things that you can do every day that are gonna be new habit forming, which is gonna be a challenge.
It's hard
because you're breaking old habits and you're changing that mentality and you're creating new habits. It's really difficult, but they're really honestly, once you get into those habits, they're extremely beneficial and they're life changing. One is taking the time out to put your electronics down and go for that walk, to sit by the lake, to go into a quiet room and just have quiet time, even if
30
it's
minutes
just
at least
lying
10
there.
Minutes.
Yeah. 10 minutes. 5 minutes of just laying there and letting your thoughts just run and go.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is. but it's detoxing and it's cutting off all of the stress that we we take in every single day that we don't realize. All of the depression, all of the anxiety of being on your phone, on social media, Facebook, TikTok, those rabbit holes, they actually do increase your cortisol level, which is the fight or flight hormone, which causes stress.
Yeah.
So turn your phones off, put them down, go for that walk, go sit in silence for 5 minutes if that's all you can handle, and just kind of listen to your breath. I know it sounds really hokey and cheesy. My music teacher tells me all the time, my vocal coach, you have to breathe. It's so funny how we forget to actually breathe throughout our day. Breathing is essential. It helps every single organ in our body, and your most important ones, your brain and your heart. So another thing.
And your mangina.
Your mangina. Another thing, make sure, not make sure, try. Try to start meal prepping. Try to start planning out.
Yeah, I'm so bad at
easy foods. I know it's really hard. It's really, really hard. Thank God Brad has an amazing woman who tries her best to meal prep, who tries to make food. I know, we got to find her. Tries to make food that doesn't have corn syrup in it, that doesn't have added sugars, that's not high in sodium. And now she's having to change it even more because of your mangina condition.
Oh, my God. You sound like my folks.
No, it's a thing.
I can't have gluten every meal.
No, it's not even that. It's like he can have gluten. He just has to watch how much he has. But anyways, meal prepping.
Balance.
Even if it's like getting a bag of protein powder mix and having a protein shake at least once a day to take with you to work. That really does help.
It really helps. That's my idea. I just says put something in there.
Yeah.
Like I'm not helping because I'm like, I'll beef jerky for breakfast. Like, you know what I'm saying? But my logic is like, just get something in your stomach.
Get a protein powder
mix. That's not helpful.
With all sorts of vitamins and minerals in it, because your body is being depleted of minerals every single day. And you really do. Magnesium is a huge one.
Those vitamin packs at 7-Eleven.
Do something.
Taking those things like candy.
Those two little things. You know, once you become new habit-forming changes, they will definitely help make your life easier. You put good food in your body will run better.
Yeah,
feel better mentally, physically, emotionally,
other episode, I feel like we could do.
It does go back in season one. We had swapped roles a bit, and Samantha did
happy hour with juicing.
And whatnot.
We need to do that more.
Swap roles or do more juicing.
Yes.
So those are just two things that you can slowly start to incorporate into your life to help giving you that positive work-life balance and just kind of help your sanity a bit. Because honestly, staying sane is the most important thing.
And it's on you, really. I mean,
unfortunately,
shit's going to happen.
Like you said, you can't rely on your managers to say, oh, yeah, we'll make sure you get this every day off. Like, no, that's your job now.
I put this in the notes because it is something else, another like topic that's been floating around. But like we talked about like what it takes. And I think I asked Kenyon. I probably asked all of them. But like, you know, they're not going out and getting wrecked on the reg. You're not a globe-trotting fucking guest bartender and blacking out every night. Like, and Brad said something along the lines of like just that. It's like you have to take care of yourself. That's how you're able to do that. They're taking time every day to check their brains, essentially. You know what I mean? I sound like an old fucking man, but I know I'm probably not the best example of this, but like,
well, I mean, look,
it is important. Like,
you're changing it, so
and it's hard. It's
look,
a momentum.
Sean was regularly for a while posting pictures of his feet up on an ottoman or some such on his deck, just taking the time to
decompress.
Look out into the world, right? Yes. And I also know. He'd mentioned this before, but he uses that app, or at least did for a long time, use that app, Headspace.
I've been using that too.
Which is a meditation app, right? So.
And it helps you, it paraphrases books for you too. It's basically the new Cliff Notes.
That's great.
So, and get off your phone or read books on your phone.
Okay, that was a very educational, deep Behind Bars with Bill.
Well, and I mean, this is a big deal. I'm not trying to make jokes. I'm going to make jokes, but
but it is a big deal.
It's important. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Absolutely. Shall we go ahead and move into main course?
Yeah.
Probably got to.
Yeah.
I really, let's go ahead. I really like this one.
Let's go. Yeah. I know you would. Let's go ahead and breeze through these, since especially we're not rating them, because we're kind of pressing our time here.
Well, the main course, there's only one. So.
I know. Who wants to take it?
You take it.
Okay. Wincoop Brewing Company. 4
Wow.
Stars. Well, they only had like 7 reviews.
Okay.
So that's why.
Okay.
4 stars or whatever, 4.0 overall. This is from a manager in Denver, Colorado. A 1.0 rating on April 20th of 23. Disappointed that the hours were not what was advertised. What is the best part of working at the company? It's a fun environment if you're into the downtown vibe. Lots of history, and the head brewer is awesome. Way to go, Todd. What is the most stressful part about working at the company? Late nights. Human resources was not honest about number of hours required. Told me 40 hours per week at hiring, but expected to work minimum 50. What is the work environment and culture like at the company? Upbeat and sometimes fast paced. What is a typical day like for you at the company? If you're serving lots of potential to make money, if you're serving, sorry, comma, there was no comma, lots of potential to make money. As a floor manager, I had to pick up the slack for the general manager that was content to do orders and then sit in his office all day. Who does that sound like? Occasionally coming out to walk fast, but not actually do anything. Way to go, Jeff.
Fucking Hefe.
I might know who this is.
Was this true?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is absolutely nothing inaccurate about this.
HR can suck a dick.
That's the HR conversation right there.
All of them. They are all horrible women.
Yeah, that company is really just run by some of the worst people.
The most conniving, dishonest women.
So I will also say that told me 40-hour work week at hiring, but expected to work minimum of 50. That's actually on the low end because they burned out several GMs who they were expecting them there 70 to 80 hours a week.
That's insanity.
And they would not hire them the staff to, you know, either hourly supervisors or other managers. They would not. This place is like 20,000 square feet, right? It takes more than one manager to operate that building at any given time.
3 levels, something like
3 levels.
Yeah, I know you're right, 3.
And so I had, you know, 2 friends who were GMs during the time that I was there. Well, they've become friends. But they were working 70 to 80 hours a week. And they ended up then, like, they hired them up with hourly supervisors, and then they were like, the hourly supervisors are not allowed to be in charge of the money at the end of the night. They can't, like, they can't be in charge of it in the morning. They can't be in charge of it at night. So it's like, so now between the GM and the AGM, one of them had to be there every day to open and one of them had to be there every day to close.
Wow.
So that's 7 days a week.
That's not quality of life.
No, not. Yeah. At all.
How are you supposed to get anything done?
And so you end up burning them out. So then they're like, all right, well, make this person a manager. So they make this hourly supervisor, train her up to be a manager, and then they
say,
you know what? We're getting rid of that manager position. We're going back to just supervisors only. And she was like, I trained this whole time to get
sacrifice time and money.
So she's like, fuck it. And she quit because that's not what she wanted to do. And then she's like, you know, you've now treated me like shit. I'm out.
And like
the next day, they're like, all right, we're going to go ahead, put this listing on Indeed. And they put a listing on for 2 more salaried managers. So
she was essentially doing 3 jobs.
Well, just that, you know, like they don't know what they're doing on any given day.
Yeah.
Right. And they end up working their people ragged, and then they hire shitbags like Jeff to be the GM, who he ended up getting fired because he offered dildos as an incentive to the hosts.
Are you serious? Yeah,
he's allowed to walk on property with a concealed weapon, even though it's against the company's policy, and not get fired for that. But he makes a joke about giving out dildos to the host, and that's what he's fired for. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
HR, women CEOs, where are your priorities? You are all screwed in the head. Yeah. You all need a better work quality life.
I think that I don't know 100%, but I think that maybe the person that left this review was an hourly supervisor that had been hired when he was only there like a week or two when I got fired. I think that's who it is that left this review.
It doesn't matter. It's the fact that, you know, HR is lying. It's a fast-paced company. They have three floors to run around. They have to... What are you guys doing?
Bill is breathing really heavily into the microphone.
You know, they're expected to work 50-plus hours a week. That's just not quality life. That's not at all. So, yeah. And yeah, this hasn't been a new thing for Wynkoop. This has gone on for years and years and years and years and years. So, don't go work there.
So I should also say, like doing this podcast.
Goes deep in
by
thought,
the way,
sorry.
Yeah, no. By the way, doing this podcast, this is like catharsis for us. I think.
Yes.
Right. And that's something to definitely. Add to your quality of life.
I mean, that's definitely something that I've come to understand. I'm like, we were talking about the clout chasing and like ever since Masterclass and like, just, I feel like, I don't know, I'm chasing validation. And I realize I'm like, now I have Debriefing Cocktails and the podcast. Like I am like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. You will listen. Well, I have the microphone, so you will listen to every goddamn word I have to say. But no, you're right. It is cathartic, dude. Like and once I had this, like I was able to maneuver a little bit more freely in the workplace, you know, I don't need other people to tell me I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
Because I know I am.
On that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break and move into happy hour when we come back.
I need another one of these already.
Another one.
Another.
Grab around for the Three Stars crew. Gather around and let the good times brew. Raise a glass and let the laughter fill the room. It's the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour. We are sipping on the finest, finest of brews. Letting all our worries and stress just slide right out of view. It's the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour. Let's get our drink on.
Welcome back. I love that song.
Me
I
too.
Really do. Matt has just got this really easy, peaceful rhythm about him.
He does.
I really like him.
Yeah, he's such a good dude. Like, I've known him for over 20 years. He's just such a good dude. And for him to put the music together the way he did. Matt Cross, by the way, he's a phenomenal human being, great musician.
Yeah, I really like him.
Big fan.
Welcome back to Three Stars Podcast. Happy Hour! Brad, what are we doing today for Happy Hour?
Well, as I said, we're doing the espresso martini. And this one we've talked about before. And I've said that you could ask the three of us to make you an espresso martini and you will get three different espresso martinis.
Yep.
I mean, there's so much history to this. Like, really, I mean, it's still a newer cocktail, right? It was invented, like, back in 1983.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, like, it's so already, like, that's old but new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's 40 years now. And we have so many different versions of this cocktail and resurgences of this cocktail. Like, I would say it was, like, it peaked and then it dipped. And then, like, every decade, it kind of, like, renews itself.
I feel like every cocktail does that.
Yeah, but I mean,
especially with the internet.
It got really popular again in, like, the 2010s. Like, when I was at Fridays, we ended up putting an espresso martini on the menu. And then it dipped again. And then, like, post-COVID, it came back. I mean, like, espresso martinis are raging right now. And there are a lot of new trends that have come along with it. And I mean, TikTok videos galore, like so many things going on.
Elevated vodka Red Bull.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, the creation of this, it was created by a bartender named Dick Bradsell and Bradsell in London way back when. The story goes that a very famous model came into the bar and she said, I want something that will
like
wake
a double
me.
Entendre.
No. But she said, I want something that'll wake me up and fuck me up.
Whoa. Love it.
Right. So
well, I get off work.
So in his bar, he actually had like the coffee machine for the servers on the end of the bar. And he actually hated the thing because it would constantly be a dirty pain in the ass. Like there were, you know, coffee spills and coffee grounds that would end up getting all over the bar. Anyway, coffee was always on his mind. So when she says this, he immediately thinks, well, I'll add espresso into a cocktail and we'll do this. So he ends up making it and he named it the vodka espresso, which is
weak.
Weak, right? As cocktail names go, it's not really.
It was a holding title, though. It was a working title.
Well, it was a working title, but for a very long time. So in that time period, like as the 80s went on and the 90s, there was this craze of quote unquote martinis, right?
Any cocktail like in the 90s too.
That involved vodka and was served in a V-shaped cocktail glass, which we tend to consider a martini glass, mm-hmm. was called a martini, right? So you would have lemon drop martinis, right?
I'll take a Jameson martini, please.
Right. So a lot of people...
3 ounces of JMO. It's in a martini glass.
Stirred. Other bars started making it and people started calling it an espresso martini. Now, recently I got to go and sit in on a bit of a training by Dale DeGroff. If you're not familiar with Dale DeGroff, Google him. Nicknamed King Cocktail. I mean, he is one of the most major influential figures in the modern craft cocktail. But I asked him about this story because back then he was working in London and knew Dick Bradsell very well. So I asked him to confirm this story, and he said, yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how it went down.
I was there. How dope.
I said, who was the model that came in and asked? He said, well, he told me two different models' names, and he never gave the correct answer. Now, here's the reason why. Because Dick Bradsell had this idea about being in a bar. The bar is your place to escape. The bar is
Switzerland,
your
place dude.
Is to be, you know, safe and not worry about the things that are, you know, going on in the outside world, and just to relax and unwind and not worry that, you know, you're a major influential figure.
Right.
And so he would never give the correct name of who the model was
that
actually
that.
Ordered it.
We all float down here, Georgie.
He wanted to protect their anonymity.
I kind of like
their ability to just go into a bar. Because then that model's going to go in and be like, oh, I heard you ordered this. Or you're the one that this thing came up with. And someone was like, oh, like it must have been Kate Moss. Kate Moss was like 9 years old in 1983.
It's Kathy Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like they were all children back then.
Smoke show.
So he also, though, did not like the name, and this is what Dale DeGroff had said, that he didn't like the name Espresso Martini.
Well, yeah.
He actually, he's like, no, I named it a vodka espresso. It's a vodka fucking espresso. Like, he didn't.
It's my cocktail. I'll call it whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, he didn't want it to carry on a martini name.
Right, right.
And so he actually ended up later on, like years and years later, he renamed it the pharmaceutical stimulant. And that was actually to go in line with a menu that had a theme of, you know, things that, you know, help you or are
it's got quote, an Adderall rim
quote unquote
Ooh,
yeah
good.
Exactly things that like you know make you better or something
yeah.
like medicinal or whatnot
I love this shit
Yeah. No, like, and like, there's so much fun stuff about it. And you wouldn't know unless you start actually kind of looking and talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea until the training that that Dale DeGroff was there at the time. Right. So there are, like I said, a lot of resurgences with certain cocktails, and this one is one of the big ones, especially since COVID. That and fucking lemon drops. I the lemon drop just won't die.
Just won't die.
But
why won't you die?
But a couple of the current trends right now are substituting out the vodka for a different spirit. Mm. One bar where I work, we were using Tullamore Dew.
I was making jokes, but we had an espresso martini off the other night, and I used JMO because of lack of options, and slaps.
It absolutely does. Or people will use a flavored vodka like vanilla. Or was it marshmallow or like something like that.
Ooh, a caramel.
Stay puffed.
Or another one, and this is what I did, was I used a Reposado tequila.
Yeah. So yeah, break it down. What did you put in this?
So this one is getting a Reposado tequila. I've got a coffee liqueur called Mr. Black. I put in...
Not Mr. Pink.
Not
I want to be
White.
Mr. Black. Why can't I be Mr. Black?
I actually used I used French roast instead of espresso because we actually had French roast at home.
Toy.
And then used a couple of bar spoons of a rich 2-to-1 turbinado syrup. And then
turbinado.
I put in some boomers.
Yeah.
What are boomers for those of us who don't get it?
So Samantha.
Old people.
Samantha for and this is another trend that is following along, and it is mushroom supplements.
Yeah.
Now, not psilocybin mushrooms,
we
believe in freedom at debriefing.
Yeah,
contest.
No, like things like lion's mane and
Reiki.
Whatnot.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good mushrooms. For your brains.
Yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for your brain health. And Samantha has had me taking mushroom supplements for about a year now.
Fucking knew it.
And and this one is a blend of like 5 or 6 different mushrooms. Plus, it actually does have a little bit of coffee in it as well. You mix it with water, and the idea is that you drink this instead of your coffee in the morning. Yeah. Now, me being who I am, I just put it in
your coffee.
Yep.
That is exactly correct. But no joke,
it's called a red eye.
I've noticed a difference on the days that I don't end up putting the mushroom supplement in and the days that I do. I do feel more energized and alert. I mean, I've not hidden it. I've had a prescription for Adderall for about 15 years. I've not taken it that whole time, but I've noticed on days...
You're telling me you have a surplus?
That what I'm saying is that on days that I didn't want to take Adderall, I'm taking this mushroom supplement, and it is extremely helpful. I feel much more alert. I feel aware. I feel like, you know, put together. And it is a natural ingredient to add in. So anyway, I thought that in the interest of the health and wellness of this episode, you know, adding something into this cocktail, who knows, maybe it becomes another trend or something like that. I skipped over one in my notes, the Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, where
trend.
Did that come from? Seriously?
I don't know. I didn't look at where that came from, but recently people have been putting a little grated Parmesan on top of the foam that forms on your
I've been
cocktail.
I've been thinking about a broth cocktail, like a beef broth cocktail.
So check it. I won't go into it, but there's a Bloody Bull, which is a Bloody Mary that gets beef broth in it.
That sounds amazing.
And then at what was the name? The place that we've been downtown, the Bow Brew House, what was it
Charlie's.
Called before?
The Mailroom.
Euclid
Hall.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have a, what'd they call it? It was something bobsled, a bone marrow bobsled.
Wow. And I loved Euclid too.
They made a Manhattan and they would shake in a little bit of bone marrow in it. And then they would give you like the bone from a from a cow shank or something like that.
Love that.
Luge
and
it.
you would luge it. Yep. That's exactly right. You would pour the Manhattan onto the bone, and it would slide into your mouth, and you take a Manhattan as a shot, and it like it'd fuck you up.
Yeah.
But it tasted amazing.
I bet.
Sure, the fats and the whiskey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get the idea from tequila from the TRG? Because I remember like that particular tidbit of information they're talking about.
Well,
Grappos in a espresso martini. I immediately was like, "Well, we got to try that out."
Well, actually, I got it from you.
Ah.
You mentioned it about I don't know 8 months ago, something like
that.
Who
fucking knows?
And then a few weeks later, someone ordered it for me at the bar that way. And I mean, the good thing about using tequila is you get an aged tequila, you get a lot of those,
yeah,
you know, those kind of like sweeter notes, like that caramel or honey or vanilla.
It
kind
blends
of stuff
well
that,
together.
That gets
they were infusing repo with espresso beans at this place down the road, and wow, I just happened to be there, and they just happened to be doing that batch, and I was like,
"This happens to be delicious."
I fucking knew it.
Okay, we gotta move on here. That was a really good happy hour, though,
it's good
stuff. It's a nice way to revive the espresso martini or the what is it?
Wake me up.
The pharmaceutical.
Pharmaceutical.
Fuck the cheers up. It's made your blood scream.
There you go.
Yeah, what was the first one you said?
Made your blood boil, which, I mean, it's always at a simmer.
All right,
cilantro, bitches.
Cilantro. Let's go ahead and get into desserts.
Okay.
Take it away.
Atrium Hospital, way too many hours for
hospitality.
Two.
Hospitality.
Ooh. Beam me up and fuck me. Wait, that's not how it is. Atrium Hospitality 2.9, way too many hours for too little pay. Banquet manager, current employee, Illinois, September 21st, 2022, 2.0 rating. Most weeks I work anywhere between 80 to 95 hours, and there are times I work 35 to 40 hours in 2 weeks. Just expect us
in
2 days.
Days.
Sorry. Wow. What the fuck is happening? Just expect us to do whatever is required without any staff.
Ouch.
Wow.
And that's a hotel for you.
No,
that's
thanks.
Exactly how it is. Hotels yep. are just terrible.
Don't they have rooms where the staff will sleep? They don't.
No, we don't get. Huh. The only time I would get to stay overnight at the hotel for free is if there was a major snowstorm and I couldn't drive home. Other than that, nope. Sorry.
Let me tell you something. And this is most hotels. I have been lucky to do some events at the Stanley Hotel, and they have comped me a room because I'm going to do like two in a row.
Dope.
And they're not completely sold out, or they have some sort of housing available. But that is not that's
the
not
standard.
Most hotels, yeah.
No. And their staff doesn't even get to do that. Their staff that's there, they don't
right.
They don't get to do that, whether they live in Longmont or they live in Estes.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is how it goes in most hotels. I remember working for the Westin and working for the Loft, and they milk you.
That seems like almost any job anywhere.
So
I mean that there's a problem in this business that comes from higher up, which is like this never say no mentality,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and this greed aspect yeah, of things. Like
the CEO of Holiday Inn isn't logging 80 hours a week.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, maybe he is
from
but,
his yacht,
but certainly not the same kind of
work
that we're doing.
Yeah.
No.
Right? He's not like lugging in and out tables and chairs and chafing dishes and dealing with
polishing and dealing with
yeah, polishing
people.
And boiling diapers. Water and I mean cooking food over a hot stove. I mean, it's not. It's
I
not
remember
the same
my
kind of
GM
thing.
Of the Aloft dipping out on Fridays at like 2-3 in the afternoon because he had a golf game to get to. And yeah. I like asking time off to go to a concert at Red Rocks was just like blasphemous.
Eat the rich. Okay. It would solve
cool.
a lot of
thanks,
fucking
dude.
Problems.
Appreciate it.
Overpopulation.
Yep. So, okay.
Aramark.
Brad, do you want to do Aramark since you worked for them too?
Sure. Don't do it. this is from a custodial engineer, a master of the custodial arts. former employee, this is in Chicago, Illinois, from March 9th of 2023. I love that these are recent.
Yeah, they're all really recent.
2.0 rating. Well, that's high praise, right? Whatever you do, please avoid this place. Managers are stressed and overworked. No support for management at all. No work-life balance either. Your physical and mental state will likely decline. I've experienced it as well as other managers.
I tell you what, that's pretty black and white right there.
Great fucking review.
Wait, you've experienced no work-life balance and you've experienced other managers?
Uh-oh.
Mm, interesting.
Three Stars Podcast. After Dark.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's sad that this is so.
It's still funny.
It's sad that this is so prevalent.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, it's not hard. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, sorry, it's Pride Week.
It's not hard to pick any industry, and you will find this.
Yeah.
Especially, like, you did a stat from the UK, but the reality is, like you said, it's systemic, and it's systemic globally.
Yeah.
And it is really systemic in the quote unquote late stage capitalism aspect of how things are done, right? There's this never say no attitude. You can never make enough money. Like the people at the top can never make enough money.
Yeah.
And so we at the bottom can never make enough money. And they don't say no. The smaller, more independently owned places tend to do things a little differently, especially the ones that are extremely conscious of how it affects their people. I mean, we had Sean on, and he said, yeah, like we have it set up so you don't come in and kill yourself to do the work, right? Yes, you come in, you work hard, you make your money,
yeah.
You get to go home.
Kate said the same thing.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just like it's extremely heartbreaking to see that this is just, it's constant, and it can be any industry.
Well, and
like
but the answers are clear too, and that's I think the most frustrating thing is it's just like, no, it just won't happen because greed, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Check, please. What did we learn today, Jen?
I mean, I kind of, yeah, and I mean, like, I kind of was just saying it right there, and you know, so I'll just keep on saying it, and it is that we are actually my friend used to say this. He said we are a society of consumers, and all we do is consume and consume, and because we are consumers, we are out there grinding away and working and working and working just so we can consume more. And it's really like, it's really sad that we don't take the time to take care of ourselves. I mean, I'm already, like, I'm trying really hard to make some things different, but at the same time, you know, I worked way too much yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to work way too much today and tomorrow, and that sucks. Then we're going on a 13-day vacation.
Wah.
But still.
Not really vacation, don't
but,
say that.
But yeah, it's a family trip, which is totally
it's
different
not
than
a vacation.
So I just learned that it is really hard to break the cycle.
It is. Ew.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Sir William.
Like I said, I realized that this is a topic that's like close to the chest for me. Like, so I just taking care of yourself. Like I said, there's conversations that we have off mic that lead to a lot of this sort of shit. And this is a topic that's been on my mind. And you know, like you guys tried to surprise me at work, and I don't work at that work anymore.
I know, that sucked.
That really sucked.
I was like, was he lying to us?
No, I was trying to surprise you. Like, I was sitting on it because I wanted to be like, yo, look what I did. And it, like, I on the one hand, you know, it isn't as glamorous, but on the other hand, I'm getting the schedule I want. I'm making the money I need. Like, I'm chilling, and I like it. Like,
yeah.
I just realized I don't really know what the word is, but just like I keep saying boundaries, but you have to take care of yourself. And once you start doing it, you won't stop, you know? And it's I like to party, but that you got to fucking boundaries, man. You got to like put yourself
boundaries on the
like,
party.
Check yourself, you know? Like, it just. Like we were supposed to record in the evening, and I had, you know, and it's like you're due to work. We had to push it to a morning, and I'm like, I'm not doing shit. I'm already going to have a hard enough time fucking going to sleep. I don't need to like fuck around. And it like, I feel like it works better. It's weird. It's like, it's the easy choice to just be like, oh, I'll just fucking have a drink, or I'll just do this. But like, and I mean, next week, I'm sure it'll be different. I'm sure I'll be singing a totally different tune, but like, It's important. It's just important to like check in with yourself and like take care of yourself and just like prioritize yourself. Like people, and I'm speaking like from, you know, personally, people like they see you start doing better. They see you start like doing like they get there's time vampires, there's energy vampires, and it's a fucking thing. And you're not, you know, Michelangelo didn't paint a bunch of dicks on the 16th fucking chapel, like hanging out with his fucking homies. You know what I mean?
I was gonna say on the 16th Street Mall.
And also that, yeah, I know the street artist named Michelangelo. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like, don't expect other people to fucking prioritize you, because they won't.
They won't.
They won't.
Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna piggyback off of both of you because that, you know.
If you say you're now going to or not,
not
going to?
It'll be redundant. I will say my therapist has been telling me for a few years now, if you do not take time to take care of yourself, you cannot take care of the people around you. Whether it's family,
that's Buddhist philosophy,
friends, right, or customers. So you guys, take care of yourself first and foremost. And the other thing I learned today was that Dick Bradzell named his cocktail a pharmaceutical stimulant, which just really bothers me.
Yeah, doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Rubs me the wrong way. I don't like it at all. Like,
well, I would say though that like back in the
easily 80s, confused.
Yeah, I would say though that back in the 80s, it probably made a little more sense.
I just
like the name of it.
It just rubs me the wrong way. So anyways, thank you very much for tuning in. We do appreciate all of you for listening, taking the time to carve out an hour or so to spend with us. We hope that this has been helpful, useful. If you guys do need any help in any way, shape, or form, you can always hit us up. We are here for you. You can always hit up Chow. They are there for you. Don't be afraid to reach out and get help, you guys. Really don't. Your sanity is the most important thing in life. Like I said, you can't take care of yourself. You can't take care of others around you. Go ahead and give that like, that heart, the thumbs up.
Smoosh it.
The smooshy.
Smoosh it real good.
Follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Hit that subscribe button on any podcast and share, share, share. Come on back, you hear?
Wake me up and fuck me up.
Keep it weird.
Portland.
Stay weird, Denver.